from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly look at Northern California's science and environment. Last month, the FBI released a report showing violent crime has dropped for the second year in a row, down nearly 2% in 2008 from a year earlier. Still, only about half of homicide cases lead to an arrest. A new technology called bullet microstamping aims to help change that. But will it work? Amy Standen reports.
It was January 10th, 2001. Laura Wilcox, a sophomore at Haverford College, home on Christmas break, was filling in at a mental health clinic in rural Nevada City.
She was working at the front desk that day as the receptionist.
That's Laura's mother, Amanda Wilcox.
And a client from the clinic walked in with a semi-automatic handgun and shot her four times at point-blank range. He left three people dead, including our dear Laura, and three severely injured.
Laura's death turned Amanda and her husband Nick into gun control activists. In 2007, they had their first victory, California's new bullet microstamping law, which could take effect as soon as January. Soon, every new model of handgun sold in the state will be designed to leave a unique code on each bullet it fires. Wilcox says this will add critical new evidence.
In our case, we were lucky. He confessed his crime to his brother. If he hadn't, microstamping would have helped to find him. He used a semi-automatic handgun that was registered to him, so the cartridge casings at the crime scene could have been linked to his gun. That gun would have been linked to him as the last legal owner.
At least that's the idea. But some firearms experts wonder whether microstamping is so useful in real life.
This is a Smith & Wesson 38 Special Revolver, and it's a six-shooter. And close the cylinder.
We're at the State Department of Justice Training Center in Sacramento. It's one of the labs where bullet microstamping technology is being tested. Mike Guisto is a senior criminalist here. He tells me to hold the revolver like I'm shaking hands with it.
We're going to go ahead and load it up, and we'll let you shoot a few. Here are some of the expended cartridge cases you fired.
Spent casings like these often help solve crimes. That's because when a gun is fired, tiny imperfections inside the barrel can leave marks on the bullet as it shoots through. Microstamping takes that technique one step further.
What you're looking at over here, this is a typical firing pin.
Fred Tulliners is a burly former police detective who now teaches forensics at the University of California, Davis. He leans over a microscope, squinting at a tiny engraved code.
On the tip of that firing pin, which you can't see, are actually eight digits, four alpha digits and four numeric digits.
Every time this firing pin strikes a bullet, that code is imprinted onto the back of the bullet's shell casing. The gun fires and the casing drops to the floor, bearing the unique code of the gun that fired it. Tulliner says in his test, microstamping worked only about half of the time. In some guns, the engraving wore down over repeated shootings. In others, the firing pin bounced on the bullet casing, blurring the image.
And this obliterates the number. Basically, you can't make sense of it.
Tulliner's study is controversial. Microstamping supporters say his tests were done on old guns and used the wrong kind of firing pins, and that the technology has performed well in other studies. But Tulliner's has his doubts.
So the question is, you know, all this technology, are we effectively spending our money this way? Because I don't think this technology will solve that.
That's partly because most homicides don't happen to people like Laura Wilcox in towns like Nevada City. They happen in places like Richmond. Richmond has one of the highest homicide rates in the state, 47 murders in 2007, most of them with guns. Andres Soto is a longtime anti-violence activist here.
Some of these neighborhood rivalries have been going on for a quarter century or more. I mean, these people have been fighting since I was a young person here in Richmond.
Most of these are gang shootings committed by people who buy guns illegally on the street rather than at a licensed store, which is one of the main arguments against microstamping. At best, it provides information about the last legal registered owner. But another reality of gang shootings is that witnesses are often too scared to testify, leaving detectives with little or no evidence to work with.
You get a situation in Richmond where you can literally get away with murder 90% of the time. Only 10% of the homicide cases ever get referred for a prosecution.
And so, says Soto, isn't any lead better than none? Still, opponents of micro-stamping say it'll make guns too expensive, adding anywhere from $3 to $250 to the price of each gun, depending on whom you ask. Meanwhile, California isn't the only state to embrace micro-stamping. Washington, D.C.'s law takes effect in 2011. New York's micro-stamping bill passed the state assembly back in April. And other states will be looking to California to see how well the technology works here first. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
Sign up for the Quest newsletter or podcast. Just go to kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Fidesz Family Foundation.